Marco?
Oh, no.
Hello.
Okay, it hasn't come on.
It hasn't come on
all
yet.
Right, thanks. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Brandilla.
Has it come on yet?
Okay.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
We shall begin. We're at Lech Lecha section 18, Pasuk 162. We'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bitkilu Urhilu Udhilu Udhilu Urhilu L'Yachta L'Shem Yud He Bavate V'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenehu. Verse 162. Mikan Ul Ha'ala Yada Avraham Achbeta Ila Avita Bak Bekud Shabarichu, Ve'it Aved Yamina, Ve'alma, Kedain Ve'avram, Kaved, Meod, Amikne, Ve'kesef Yevazahav, Kaved, Meod, Besitra, Demizrach, Bamikne Besitra Demarav Bakesef Mesitra Didarum Bezahav Mesitra Ditsafon. The translation: from here onward, Abraham acquired the supernal wisdom, cleave to the Holy One, blessed be He, and became the right of the world. As it is then written, and Avram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold, very rich from the direction of the east, which is Tiferet, in cattle from the west, which is Malchut, in silver from the south, which is Hachma, and in gold from the north, which is Bina. My commentary. The Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Please consider this Pasuk as explaining code words, and Rabbi Ashlag's comments may be meant to conceal. Questions, comments, thoughts.
I guess I have a question. when it says, and he became the right of the world, my first thought was, oh, is that a misprint? Should he be the right of the world? But then I realized right was hesed. So is that what it's referring to, the right grade or the right sephirot of hesed of, and would it be hesed of Tiferet? I'm not Tiferet, of Hakma.
No, it's chesed of Zeron Pin.
Okay.
And the right of the world represents that he is a chariot for the right column, because chesed is the highest part of the right column in the physical world.
Okay. I mean, I knew that, but I guess the difference between... instead of Hakma or instead of Zeron Pin. Okay, so that clarifies my question. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I'm wondering why they put quotation marks around some of the phrases, like in cattle has quotation marks in the translation, and very rich, and in silver, and they're not rabbi ashlags, you know, they're not in caps.
No. But without the quotes, you wouldn't recognize them as code words.
Okay.
Boy, go ahead. Go ahead.
Are we talking about the wisdom from Hakma and the knowledge from Bina? Are we talking about the mind, his mind? Understanding of all how the worlds work, is that how he's rich in those different worlds, and understanding of how that all that system works. I mean, he had material things, of course, right?
Yes.
But that's not where his riches came from a spiritual level.
All right, let me give you some answers that I think may be helpful to understand.
Okay.
Abraham started out as Avram. Avram was a physical human being. Avram, when he reached Israel, he went around the physical land of Israel. And every place he stopped was related to a spiritual growth that Avram went through, until he was able to become Abraham. And then he continued to go around, but he went down to Egypt, and then he went back up. Now, this particular Pasuk 162, is talking about Abraham and his as a human being, but it's also talking about Abraham as a chariot for the goodness of Hashem. And it's talking about Abraham as a chariot for chesed. But we have to know which chesed. So it's within the frame of Malchut, because we're dealing with a human being. Within the frame of Malchut, we have five worlds. I'm going to refer to those worlds not as Atzilut, Bria, so forth, the names of the worlds. I'm going to refer to them as Sephirot. In the physical world, in the level of Malchut, we have Chesed of Malchut. The chariot is Avraham. Isaac is the chariot of Gevurah of Malchut. Jacob is the chariot of Tiferet of Malchut. Now, if we look at this verse, it's talking about directions, but it's really talking about Sephirot. And it's talking about those same Sephirot. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut. They don't discuss Netzach and Hod. So we're talking about the four Sephirot, which is the four phases. And it's giving us these code words. The word for very rich is from the east. The eastern direction is Tiferet. It's the balance point. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about the balance point, you're talking about Tiferet essentially is there on pin, but in the frame of Malchut, because we're talking about a human being. Now, I hope that becomes clear. When we talk about Chesed, Chesed comes from the metal silver, but it also comes from the south. These correlations. Is silver chesed? Yes. Is south chesed? Yes. Is chesed chesed? Yes. But they're different aspects of chesed. They're different components. There's different moralities within the frame of chesed. What do they mean and how does that relate requires you to contemplate the code words and ask the Sephirah of Chesed, what is the difference between silver, south, and Chesed, and Avraham? How are they different? We know in Hebrew there's no synonym. So they're all chesed. But they can't be the same chesed. So are they talking about a different frame of reference? Or are they talking about a different characteristic of chesed? Or are they talking about what? And the only way I know to get clarity on those differences is to ask the Sephirah in a meditation, to invite Chesed into the meditation, invite Avraham into the meditation, invite silver into the meditation. Now, silver in this case, I'm just using this as an example, is the Aramaic word kesef, which also in Hebrew translates as money. But the word for gold does not translate as money. Why? What is the meaning of these differences? Each of those is how you grow spiritually by injecting, investigating, having these conversations within your meditations and being able to bring the answers back with you when you come back from those meditations.
Okay, if Abraham was willing to pay, what, 400 somethings of silver to be able to buy them? The burial spot for Sarah, and that with silver. So it would seem that he earned that southern position of Hakma and silver from that deed, because it, his act not only was for Sarah, it was really for the world, because it tells us that we have a connection
to Chana. Which parasha does that come from? It comes from Chaye Sarah.
Yeah.
He purchased it from Ephron the Hittite.
Right.
Ephron comes from the word afar, which comes means dust.
Oh.
Dust is nothingness. He purchased with silver 400 coins of silver, meaning 400 levels of positivity. He purchased the 400 levels of negativity that is represented by Ephron the Hittite. And therefore, he balanced them. Now, that's all intellectual, but until you have that conversation to confirm my words, it's going to remain intellectual. But once you have a meditative conversation, you're now bringing it into the level of your emotions.
I don't understand comparing Torah. I mean, that's from Torah. Why is that considered intellectual?
You broke up. Say it again.
I said, I don't understand. I mean, those were verses from Torah.
Yes.
And you're saying that that's intellectual. I don't understand how Torah is intellectual. Because so there's so many levels.
Explain to me.
Level, you know. So I don't get
explain,
it.
Explain to me how your intellectual knowledge that Abraham, representing Chesed, purchased with 400 shekels of silver, how that relates to your emotions. The difference between studying Torah and living Torah is what? The words are, studying it is, I have to think it through now, hold on a second. Limud Torah is studying Torah. La'asok Torah is living Torah, being busy with Torah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
You put flesh to the Torah.
We are not limited to the study of Torah. When we study Torah, we also have an opportunity to live the Torah, to bring the intellect to our emotions, to control our emotions, to bind and strike our emotions. I can quote you the first verse. Bereshit bara Elohim ed hashamayim ve'ata aretz. There's 28 letters. There's 7 words. 7 words connect to the 7 days of the week. The 28 letters connect to the word koach, power, strength. It connects to the left column. But doesn't the tree of life start with chesed? How can it start with judgment? This is all intellectual discussion. What does it mean, those 7 words and those 28 letters? In what way can I live that?
Well, I've been there, prayed there, picked up a bird feather from the ground, felt the energy of the land. It was a very emotional thing for me when I went to the Cave of Montpelier. So
I will accept that, and I understand the truth of that. I've experienced it myself also. And within yourself, it's very emotional. But how do you explain that emotion? How do you transfer that emotion to another human being? How do you generate a feeling in another person? How do you become the cause in that emotional feeling to another person? Utilizing words. That's it. Those words are all intellect.
I show them the pictures. But I tell them the circumstances of how I got to get there, which was a miracle. I sing the
song. Does it transfer? I agree with you, but does it transfer? To some people, it will. To others, it will not. To every one of the people in the world who read those words in the Hebrew, they have the opportunity to transfer that intellectual consciousness to their heart, to the level of their emotions. Not all will. In fact, most won't. Most will stay at that. But for you, it was an emotional connection.
Well, it was more.
It was connected from the land. It wasn't connected from another human causing it. It was Hashem. The words of Hashem, intellectually, that you brought down to the emotions.
There are many ways
to do that, but not many ways to motivate other people. They have to do it themselves, just as you did. And as a spiritual guide, a spiritual teacher, I'm saying the way to do that is through the meditations that I've described. The meditations that we teach in the Sefer Yetzirah class. But the issue becomes, do we truly understand the difference between study and living of Torah? That's what I'm trying to get across. That's what I think this verse is expressing to us. I'm leaving the silence for the contemplation.
Well, I'm just thinking of the little song that Shlomo Carbach used to teach. And, you know, oh Lord, lift me high, lift me high, lift me high. Oh Lord, lift me high, lift me higher. Higher, higher, higher and higher. Higher, higher and higher. Oh Lord, lift me high, lift me high, lift me high. So I can become a living Torah.
To you is higher intellect? Or is higher the emotions?
No. To me, higher means getting closer to Hashem. And in that aspect of going to Hebron, the emotion that I felt was my thoughts were, here I am, this person from Lake Charles, Louisiana. And here I am at Hebron, where Abraham and the patriarchs are buried. But it was the feeling of the thanksgiving of what Abraham had done and the link of purchasing that property, what it meant to the whole Jewish nation, you know, that Hebron belongs to the Jewish nation, to the children of Israel.
I understand your words.
And
that's
you see,
intellect.
I often had children. Oh, I don't consider it intellect. It's heart. Eyes of the heart. I think that was the phrase we caught in one of our lessons, and I thought of that. Mm-hmm. See, I had non-Jews who would come to the class, and having been a convert, I knew the scriptures, and I knew what they were thinking. And the verse in John 1:1 was, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and became flesh and dwelt among men. And one of our Torah portions had the root of halakha, which means to walk. And so I was able to explain. I mean, that's what happens as we become observant of what the Torah tells us to do. Then we're putting flesh to Torah. We're becoming a living Torah. And to me, that's our whole goal of our ladies group when we get together, is to become more. But the main goal in becoming observant is this idea of you becoming closer to Hashem. I mean, if you're doing the study because you just want to know more, you're curious, if it's not for the love of Hashem, then it's the wrong motive. You taught us that it's idol worship.
Because yes, that is correct.
Can't do command,
except for one thing.
Okay.
Except for one thing. Hashem has told us that even if we are studying his words, the Hebrew letters, the words, for the wrong reasons, even if we're doing it as an idol, eventually it will become for the right reasons. Until it's the right reasons, it's intellect, it's not emotions. When it becomes emotions, and the emotions become controlled by the heart, this is the process.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Our time is up, but I'm sure we will have this type of conversation again.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I wasn't thank arguing with you. I was just trying to explain.
No, I didn't take it as an argument. You were trying to understand what I was trying to get across. And it was my fault that I couldn't get it across. It's not yours. It's not a lack within you. It's a lack within me, because I have to come up. I have to ask Hashem to give me a path to motivate that understanding. That's what we'll work on. That's why I say we'll have these conversations again.
Okay.
Shalom. I think you're going to enjoy the Ari's class tonight.
Okay. Please enjoy that one. All of them. I know.
Shalom to all.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.